All right, it's May 30th, 2020. I've been doing a lot of thinking about this whole situation that's unfolded surrounding the death of George Floyd over the past few days, and I think it should be stated that the anger that is being felt is justified, because there's no way that you can spin this into, oh, it was an accident, it was a poor training. This was murder, plain and simple. But it gets so bad that even folks like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, you know it's bad when even they're not defending the cops in this. Because you know full well, we all know that the right wing does not, they don't criticize the military, they don't criticize the police, you know, they'll occasionally, you know, criticize the, you know, like the FBI if it's a Democrat in office, you know, they don't get in trouble or whatever, but I'm not going to go on these little rabbit trails. And then this recording isn't really to bash any political party right now, because that's not my area of expertise. I want to talk about the looting and the destruction and the chaos that is ensuing. We saw what happened in Minneapolis a couple nights ago. And, you know, folks were, they burned down a Target, or they ransacked a Target. Walking out with whatever they could get their hands on. Same thing to an AutoZone. You know, I saw several black business owners that had been ransacked. And then we saw that there was some skirmishes, and they took it to the, I guess, the local police precinct. Now that I don't have a problem with, because you're taking your anger to the source, you know. They should have marched on City Hall, the police precincts, and that's where you make your anger known. You don't take out private businesses. Now, I have heard the counterpoint to that is that Target is a multi-million dollar company or multi-billion dollar company or whatever. I don't know the specifics. Anyway, the reason being, oh, because they've got that much money, they can afford it. Man, that's not the point. It's private property. Yeah, so what if they got insurance? That's not the point. You just put people out of work. You're destroying your own community because you're mad at the cops. Any credibility that you would have had for your cause just went down the fucking drain. And I'll tell you why. When you destroy your own community and you act like a bunch of heathens, everybody quits taking you seriously, because then they're like, now you're acting like a child that got his toy taken away, and he's going to start going on a fucking rampage. Target didn't kill him. Target did not kill George Floyd. The local business owners, the small business owners that have worked their ass off to get where they are today, you just fucked it all up because you're pissed off at the cops. What fucking good are you doing? Keep it at the government. Public property. You don't fuck over small businesses. I don't care if it was a fucking Walmart. You don't do that. Because now you're no better than the people that you're holding your grudge against. Same thing in Atlanta. Fortunately, I live south of Atlanta, so I'm not in that bullshit that's going on up there. But my wife was sitting there watching the news last night. For the past two, three hours. They had one of the local stations was on there. And they were... they had everything on a live feed, live broadcast, and watching everything. It was at the CNN Center. I do not like CNN. All right. And I know there's a lot of people, there's a lot of libertarians included, that I've seen that are like, yeah, take that CNN, you get what you, you know, you had it coming to you. And I'm kind of conflicted on it because still, you know, it is private property. Same time, it acted as a type of state-run media for Barack Obama, the Democrats, much like Fox News does for Donald Trump. They're basically his state media mouthpiece. But CNN ain't the government. They set police cars on fire. The only downside to that is now the citizens of Atlanta, the taxpayers, are going to have to foot that bill. But maybe that was a wake-up call. I understand they say, oh, you know, there's always good cops and there's bad cops. I tell you what, you give me a large, like, you know how they do those marches in Atlanta? They got the March for Life. They got the Women's March. They got the Million Man March. They got all those marches. Let me see a bunch of cops out there protesting the bad cops. Show me that. You know, I'm tired of hearing the response, well, you know, there's good cops out there, but they're afraid to speak up because, you know, they might lose their job or this, and that. Well, then they're fucking cowards because they need to say something. And unfortunately, I have seen some of the, you know, some of the law enforcement officers have spoken out against it. And I mean, and that's good, but what are you doing to stop it? You can call it out all you want, but if you see, you know, one of your fellow officers, assaulting a citizen, a private citizen, and you just stand by and watch, you're just as guilty. You're culpable. You're an accomplice. I'll be honest with you. If I'd seen one of them cops sitting there, you know, when that guy was sitting there with his knee in the back of that guy's neck, one of them cops come up with a fucking nightstick or a fucking pair of brass knucks and clock that cop in the back of the head, I'm going to be honest with you, I would have stood up and clapped. That's exactly what he should have got. Now, a lot of this media attention with this officer, which we're hearing he was the only one that was arrested. To be honest with you, they all should have been arrested because they all, the others stood there, they either helped, and you had the fat cop there in the front, the Asian cop. He stood there and did nothing. He wouldn't let anybody back. They all need to be charged, not just the one. Now, obviously, the cop that was more the aggressor than the other three, not a big proponent of the death penalty, but he should get life in prison. That's just my opinion. And he should be put in general population. The problem will work itself out. Or maybe he'll get the Epstein treatment. Who knows? But until the system starts prosecuting law enforcement the same way that they prosecute private citizens, you're never going to see any kind of change in this country. Why are they held to a higher standard? Because they're a police officer? Even in the military, you see... you see members of the military, they're tried by a court. Not all, but many are either thrown in a military prison, or there's some kind of punishment meted out, right? Meted out, and I mean, hell, my dad was in the army, and he went AWOL. What'd they do? They threw his ass in Leavenworth. So, you can't tell me that it can't be done. Now, I know now is usually the part where everybody says thoughts and prayers, and, you know, I don't have any kind of political power. I'm just a citizen like everybody else. I'm just hoping and praying that the family of George Floyd and these others that... these other families that are affected by this tragedy, or have they've been under similar circumstances, I hope and pray that they get the justice for their fallen loved ones. I hope that they, through whatever means, can find some kind of peace and solace. Right now, obviously, it's too early for something like that. I don't know. I'm not part of their family. I don't know what it's going to take. It's all... every situation is different, but I hope that they find the justice for the family that is deserved. And I'm going to end it on that.